Okay, I think we started. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. This is my 2021 stories. The whole point is to talk about our wins, our losses, and most importantly, our lessons, to encourage those whom may have not had a very great year, or those who may have had a great year, just to share our lessons on how, you know, we can do better going forward. I remember someone saying that if you keep on doing the same things that you've been doing and you expect a different result, then something is wrong. So the whole point is that through the different episodes that will be airing on this series, we get to learn from how people have navigated 2021 and then put those lessons and ideas to use next year, hopefully. So on today's episode, we have a very special guest of honor. I've had this to say, a friend and ex-colleague from CMU Africa. I don't want to read his bio too much, so I could not be intimidated. But anyways, we have a friend here. His name is Mubarak. Hi, Mubarak.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing?
Hi, do you want to introduce yourself briefly?
Okay. My name is Mubarak. I'm a Nigerian. I graduated from CMU Africa middle of this year with Ozioma. Yeah, Ozioma was our valedictorian.
Was.
yeah. So yeah, currently I'm still in Kigali. I'm a software developer currently. I work with a German company, Roland Schwarz. So I work.
Hello, Mubarak.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay, what was the last thing you heard?
You work with a German company.
Yes, yeah. So I was saying I work with a German company. They have an office in Rwanda, and we work on some products around cybersecurity mostly.
Yeah.
So it's been a nice journey. I've been with them for almost a year now. Started in January.
Yeah. Interesting. So that must definitely have been a big win for you. So we're going to be talking about it from three major aspects: the wins that you had in 2021, the losses if you recorded any, and the major lessons. But feel free to share just what you want to share. And so do you want to talk about how the year was, you know, in general? How was the feel? I know that you said you started working in January. I mean, that's a big relief for someone who's graduating in the middle of the year. A lot of people definitely was worried about, or were worried about, you know, getting jobs and all of that. So how was the year in general? You know, general overview. I told you to describe your 2021 in a few words. What would you say?
Yeah, I think 2021 has been very interesting for me personally. There have been a lot of wins, a couple of things that could be improved on. And so most importantly, I think I met my wife in 2021.
I just said, I didn't want to talk about it. I was like, let me just be waiting and let's be talking about German company.
Yes, I think that's the biggest one for me, because we met in 2021.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes, so... But 2021 has been great. Met a lot of very nice people and made some very good friends.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. Mm. Had some little bit of downtime, some losses.
Yeah.
But we just have to look forward. We have to look forward, and then it sort of got better.
True.
At the end of the day. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's amazing. Concerning your career particularly, what would you say was a major lesson that you learned, you know, through your career journey in this year, 2021?
Yeah, so for me, career-wise in 2021, I think one of the most important thing is to be open-minded.
Mm.
Because for me, I was going to graduate in the middle of the year, but...
Right.
As of 2020, end of 2020, while I was still in CMU, I had a plan for myself that yes, I need to get a full-time job as of the beginning of 2021,
mm-hmm.
because I knew the beginning of 2021 was going to be my final semester, so I was not doing a lot of courses at school, so I felt like I was going to have a lot of time. I was going to be a teaching assistant, but then I wanted a full-time job with it, so I sort of spoke to a lot of people, especially in Kigali, because I knew I was still going to be in Kigali then, so there was no point trying to look for things outside. Mm-hmm. I spoke to people in Kigali, and I was able to work out something with some other alumni of CMU. Someone sent me a link, and so that was how I got into the company. So by the time I started, it was not a software gig at the beginning. It was more or less something around infrastructure, setting up something with around DevOps.
Which isn't what you aimed for at the beginning, yeah?
Exactly. But then I felt like, I could just do it. And looking at the profile of the company and a lot of other things, I felt like, okay, let me do this. It was for 3 months and let's see how it went. So, and within the first month, I sort of was able to finish the whole thing that I was supposed to set up for them. So they really enjoyed it. So they just told me, would I want to just start working on their software, on the software bits of the
project.
Yeah. I said, why not? So that's why I started working on the software bit after the first month. So I think being open-minded got me that opportunity, and
I think I can really relate with that, because there's that pressure when you're finishing school that I better just have my life in sequence, and many times it doesn't pan out like that, even if it's still the same area you get to finish. Like for me, I wanted to go on to do my PhD afterwards, but sure about all those details, but I guess the most important lesson is, just step out in faith, start already. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about family and relationship. What would you say is the biggest lesson that you picked? And it's really interesting that you met your wife this year. I actually thought you guys were like old friends and all. You don't have to just discuss everything, but please, can you talk a little bit about that, not necessarily how you guys met, if you're comfortable, but how did you always want to get married right after school? How did everything facilitate into happening that fast?
I could talk about how we met. My wife already talked about some of it on our YouTube channel.
So I'm going to link our YouTube channel. You guys watch it. She's a really fun person.
Personally, I think I'm not someone who I love being around people. And I felt like I've done my bachelor's, I've done my master's, and I don't have a plan for a PhD just yet. So let's say I had a plan for a PhD, so maybe I wouldn't consider marriage for now, probably. So I just wanted to work for some time, and I knew I was going to be kind of far away from Nigeria for now. So
wait, though, before you go too far, why, going on to do your PhD and then getting married, it probably wouldn't have been an issue, would it? Because it's still like you're working.
I think it will have been an issue because of, people that I've seen doing PhD, the sort of, when you get married, you need to, it's not just you. So you become two, and then you need to also share most of your time with that person.
True.
So I don't think, even from the master's program, I'm always looking at the people who were actually married during our master's program and be like, how are they able to do it? So, and PhD from, I've not done a PhD, but looking at, speaking with people who are
currently doing
PhD, it looks like it is even more stressful than the master's program. So it takes a lot of your time.
Yes.
I don't know how you're going to balance that. A lot of people do it.
Yeah.
But I mean,
to be very honest, if I'm being honest, I feel like my life now is so much more easier or less stressful than when I was doing masters at CMU. CMU is just it's a different environment. But anyways, I get your own point. Please go ahead.
From the relationship and the family aspect, I think it has been a great year, honestly. and especially with meeting my wife, and also, so we met earlier in the year, I think the third month in the year or so.
Yeah.
And we just started talking, and I was able to go home and I spoke to our parents, she spoke to my parents, and sort of everyone loved each other. So,
yeah.
I mean,
so why not?
And in that case, so why not do it? And considering the fact that I'm not someone in Nigeria, it just seemed to mean.
Yeah,
long distance drama. Long distance and all that stuff. So why don't we just do it and get and move on with our life as opposed to having to drag things on?
Yeah. But did you experience any? I'm already turning this into relationships. I mean, I don't want to round up. This is very. But did you experience a bit of hesitance, or were you scared? Because, I mean, not. I know that, of course, like, you both loved each other or love each other and all, but when people are stepping into great things, you know, marriage, PhD, with a new job or a new role, something you haven't done before, there is, you know, fear. I mean, will I be able to cope? Yeah. Are we going to, this our love after 2 days? Are we still going to continue? Do you experience that kind of fear? And then also, I think also a bit of imposter syndrome, like, am I ready to, I've not even finished taking care of myself. I'm still sorting out breakfast. What are those things we used to buy on the road, you know? So did you experience that fear, you know, imposter syndrome along the way?
I don't think I had any of that in terms of, because I am the first child in the family. So, and you know, that typically comes with a lot of responsibility normally.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't feel any fear or anything because I didn't just jump into it. So I'm also a very religious person.
Yeah.
So you also sort of have to pray on these things and think about it deeply before actually going into it. So maybe that part was where the fear was, but, you know, there was no fear at the point of when you actually say, okay, I'm going forward with this thing. But, you know, before going forward with it, you'll have also done sort of your homework, do your prayers, and you know, a whole lot of other things. So I don't think I felt any of those.
Man, sweet, 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 sweet. Happy to hear. And may God bless your union and make you more happy. So we'll just move on quickly. I know that it's been a great year for you, but did you experience any loss, any downtime, you know, that you might want to share about?
Yeah, I mean, the losses I sort of had were more or less eye openers.
They're more or less what?
Eye openers.
Oh, eye openers. Yeah.
Yes. So while still, so I was looking at some opportunities, sort of with in some companies abroad, and trying to see if I could. Getting so I looked at the company SoundCloud. So we were sort of looking for a C++ engineer at some point. So the recruiter reached out and she really liked our chat and stuff. Now it got to the technical coding part, and I took that test for 10 days. So for me, I eventually got rejected, but with a lot of feedback about what I could have done better. So that made me realize that, okay, because I spent a lot of time and energy on those exercises, on those coding exercises.
Yeah.
So getting rejected felt a little bit sad. But getting the feedback and also looking at, okay, it shows that there's still probably a lot more work.
That's actually quite good that they gave you feedback. I mean, lots of companies get to do that. And that means they're also open for you to try again in the future with them if you're interested.
Yes, that was one of the silver linings. So, like I said, was an eye-opener. I just showed that I could look at improving myself, look at what part of my technical bit I need to work on, and see how to go on from there. So I think that was one of my major losses this year that I could point to.
Okay, amazing. I'm happy that you've had such a great year. So two more questions and we'll be out of here. Do you have any resolutions, you know, from the experiences that you had in the year 2021 that you would be taking forward into the year 2022? You know, maybe from your experiences, maybe from other people's experiences, maybe from Omicron coming back or Omicron coming back or all these, you know, uncertainties. Yeah, so yeah, to be honest, for me, it's like we're just running in the round in a circle, running intensely, you know, round in a circle, and it's just really changed my perspective a lot. So I wanted to find out if, you know, you have such resolutions, you know. Yeah.
For resolutions for the new year, I've not really written them down, but I know there are certain things I want to try and work better on. So one, and most importantly, is family-wise. Because now I have more than, so typically with me, my dad, my mom, my younger ones. Now I have my wife, I have my wife's family. So I want to try and work more on that aspect, because I'm not someone who like checks up on people like that a lot. So that's something I need to work on a lot.
You're not in the same country, so it's not like you can jam them in the mosque or you can jam them in the market or something.
Exactly. So that's something I want to actually put a lot of effort into in the coming year. And then the other bit is also to, with respect to my work, to actually put in more work and just try and become better at what I do, try and become more knowledgeable, try and gain a lot of skills, both technical skills and then professional skills, soft skills, human skills, and a whole lot of that. So yeah, this are my resolutions for the year. Just being more open to feedbacks and criticism, getting to know. I'm always interested in meeting new people. So that's like a yearly thing for me, getting to meet people, talk to new people, and form some new connections and friendships.
That's really amazing. I really like that you don't have like a trailer load of stuff. Because as a mistake, where I want to solve Nigeria's problem in 50 years concept, you know. I don't know if it's possible. So I like that they are, you know, smart, actionable, you know, short goals, and I'm trusting that by God's grace you'll be able to smash all of it. I just remembered when we were talking about meeting new people that you didn't talk about me, how you met your wife. If you want to chip it in, you can chip it in, and then we can just round up with that.
You guys should go on our YouTube channel for that.
Okay.
To our YouTube channel.
Okay, no wala. Anyways, it's been lovely chatting. Is there anything else that, you know, you want to talk about that we haven't discovered in some way?
Maybe just a few words. I mean, I was just having a chat with Tayo. He's my friend,
my
housemate. So it's just around people putting a lot of pressure on themselves, especially from social media and what people post. So like the way people come around and say, and come and talk about their wins for the year and say they are making 23 times,
23
or something time. and 10 times on all these things. I mean, I think everyone's journey is different.
Because
at the end of the day, if I look at my own journey, if I look at my friend's journey, we belong to the same circle, it has been different. But at the end of the day, we shouldn't rush, and don't feel intimidated. We should just try and take it slow, have a plan for yourself, and just see where it goes, as opposed to feeling pressured, and then you end up just feeling sad about yourself. Whereas a lot of people on the internet, what they say is not really what it is. Because if someone says they're making 10 times of what they were making before, so if they're making 100,000 naira before, they're making 1 million now, it's still 10 times. So it's different, and some people are there that are actually making maybe more, and you probably are even making more than that.
But once you hear 10 times.
Exactly. Maybe for you, you went from maybe 500K to maybe 1.5 or something. So don't just feel intimidated. Your own journey is different. Don't force it. Just live your life and have fun. Happy New Year to everyone.
Oh, thank you so much. That's such a beautiful ending. No pressure in year 2022. Definitely no pressure. All right, guys. Thank you. I'm going to link his wife's YouTube channel in the description box of this podcast. You guys go and watch. If you want to hear the gist, go and watch. Thank you so much, Mubarak, for your time. Lovely chatting, and happy new year in advance.
Yeah, thank you. All right.